USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Washington wrestles with the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, Representative Claudia Tenney, the Republican from New York, tells Fox News the Democrats' plan is better for lawyers than Americans that need the policing the most.
We actually need better policing in many cases, but we also need the police to do the jobs that they're tasked to do as law enforcement. And often when you have bureaucrats and government officials and legislators like in Congress trying to interfere with the ability of police to do their job.
The George Floyd Justice and Policing Act of 2021 is a civil rights and police reform bill. President Biden pledges to cut U.S. greenhouse gas emissions in half by 2030 at a virtual summit he hosted with 40-plus world leaders Thursday. But Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers, the Republican from Washington and the top Republican on the House Energy and Commerce Committee, said the United States is already leading the world in reducing emissions. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
An Oregon woman has died after receiving the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest, USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
The Oregon Health Authority said in a statement it learned about the death on Tuesday, just 2 days after the CDC was notified about the case from the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Federal authorities stopped administering the one-shot vaccine April 13th after six women reported clotting issues. Health officials said the unnamed woman in her 50s died just a week after receiving the J&J shot prior to the pause. Meanwhile, in Texas, health officials announced that another woman had been hospitalized with symptoms similar to blood clotting that materialized following receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Don't want to wear a mask on New York beaches this summer? Get your COVID-19 vaccine. Mayor Bill de Blasio said Thursday New Yorkers may be able to stop wearing masks outdoors by June, and other cumbersome restrictions may also be lifted so long as more people get their vaccine shots. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Russia's defense minister on Thursday ordered troops back to their permanent bases following massive drills in Crimea. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
They say their checks near the border with Ukraine have been fully achieved. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said the military had until May 1st to return from military exercises. President Biden raised the concerns about the tensions escalating with military buildup on a call with Russian President Vladimir Putin last week. Meanwhile, fears of a potential threat of Russian invasion created a national unity in Ukraine and strengthened Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's position. Zelensky tweeted, "The reduction of troops on our border proportionately reduces the tension." He said, "Ukraine seeks peace, and they're grateful to international partners for their support."
The United States and NATO alliance has said that the Russian buildup near Ukraine was the largest since 2014. In another huge first, machines made by humans made oxygen on Mars. NASA's Perseverance Mars rover has successfully used its MOXIE instrument and generated oxygen from the thin carbon dioxide-dominated atmosphere in Mars for the first time ever. Converting the Martian atmosphere in order to generate oxygen may actually help astronauts explore the red planet someday. The ability for MOXIE to generate oxygen from the Martian atmosphere will make a path to create and store oxygen on Mars. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.